near the beach base, Harvin could see where the top-heavy tree had broken. Long, thick wood splinters shone white in the rain, like the bone fragments and shards of some dreadful wound. In his crashing fall, the trunk had hit the wall, scattering battlements, walkway and sandstone blocks, the tremendous weight hewing a large V-shape into Redwall's outer defences. As Arvin came springing back down to ground, Skipper draped the squirrel's cloak about his shoulders.
"Much damage, mate?"
he asked. Arvin nodded.
"Much."
Skipper indicated his sturdy crew with a wave.
"Well, much or little, it don't bother us, matey. We're here to lend a paw in any way you need, Otters. Where do you want us to start?"
Arvin patted the fateful creature's back.
"You're a good'un, Skip, you and your crew. This abbey only stands by the goodness and loyalty of its friends. But there's nothing we can do whilst the weather keeps up like this. Come on, let's get you lot inside and find you some breakfast by the fire."
Skipper's craggy face broke into a smile.
"Lead us to it, me old mate."
Mother Buskell was official Redwall friar, and the small fat squirrel liked nothing better in life than to cook. She watched the hungry otter crew poking their heads around the kitchen doorway and hid her pleasure by scowling at them.
"Indeed a goodness, and what do all you great rough beasts want, hanging around my kitchens like a flock of gannets?"
Skipper winked roguishly at her.
"Fiend, marm."
Narrowing her eyes, she shook a ladle at him.
"Hot oat meal and minties, all you're getting out of me this morn."
Skipper came bounding in and swept Mother Buskell off her paws, planting several hearty kisses on her chubby cheeks.
"Oatmeal and mint tea is for divins, me beauty. Where's the good October ale and a pan of shrimp and hot root soup? Aye, and some of those shorty cakes for afters. Come on, tell me afore I kisses you till sundown."
Her slippered paws kicked the air as she beat the otter playfully with her ladle.
"Lack-a-dee, put me down, you great wiry whiskered over. I'll clap you in a boiler and make river dog pudding of you."
Behind her back, Shad had purloined a batch of hot scones, and now he slid past Mother Buskell, chuckling.
"Where's your manners, mate? Put the poor creature down and we'll wait in Cavern Hole till breakfast's ready."
Laughing, Mother Buskell went about her business.
"Indeed a goodness, look you. Shrimp and hot root soup with the best October ale and my good shorty breads, whatever next."
Dibbons hastily finished their meal and trundled into Cavern Hole to sport with the playful otters.
"Skipper, Skipper, it's me, Slowy. I jump off a table and you catch me."
"All these skittles are hotter. We wants to do any bad."
"We tell Mother Buskell you steal her scones."